You ever thought about starting your own podcast? You know, like what I got? Well, let me tell you, when I was starting out, I had a lot of questions. Didn't know how to answer them, didn't know where to start. How do I start a podcast? How do I get off the ground? How do I record my episodes? How do I get them on the major platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and other places? Well, the answer to all of those is one thing. Anchor FM. Anchor FM is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free. Free 99. You cannot beat that. And what's better, it's ridiculously easy. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid for your product, like moi. Let me tell you, when I started out, I'm not even going to say the names of the places that I was trying to have my podcast hosted at. And it was nice, and I thought I was happy for a while. But when I found out about Anchor, 100% free, limited space, the only way you can beat that is if they pay you. And I guess if you do ads, they kind of do. If you always wanted to start a podcast and making money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Can't wait to hear your product.
I Black Man Podcast, offensively black.
It's M-A-P. Yo, what up? It's your boy Miles Amadeus Prower, and this is the I Black Man Podcast, MLK, 1K, holiday special. So, in order, you know, holiday, MLK Day, and the fact that I have just recently got 1,000 plays on Anchor FM blog, I'm going to do something special. Not only am I going to, not this episode, but I'm going to release like 3 this week. Not only am I going to release a snippet or a cut or whatever you want to call it of the awesome roundtable group podcast thing. I was a guest on the Hyphen Podcast Nation. We talked comic books and blurting out and all that, and it was awesome. So I'm going to post, we'll give y'all a clip of that so y'all can make sure y'all go holler at old man Kales, a.k.a. Tony Stank, as well as re-releasing about maybe 2. I'm saying I'm shooting for 3, but depending on how my life is, I got a lot of stuff going. Going to work on this project with this gentleman named JS Revisits, and among other things. So, trying to get 3 out. The two-parter, that was episode 5, part 1 and part 2. That was, I think it was episode 5? Well, whatever it is. Me and my man, Handsome. That was a good one. I thought it was. Anyway, yeah, we did that, and it was just a really good, you know. He was my first guest. And it's just funny how things turned out. I was working to, well, not to rival, not rivaling, but yeah. I was trying to outdo him, still trying to outdo him. You know, just our friend. Lot of crap, right? A friendly rivalry. And now we're on the same team, which is kind of weird, you know. But it's cool. So it just shows how far things have come, even just listening to my production back then was non-existent. It was so ass. So ass. I went back, remixed it a little bit, had to fight myself because the episode is about 2 parts, it's an hour a piece. Wanted to go back and mix and get all the sounds out the way I want to do it. Especially after coming to the last episode. I wasn't feeling the quality, but just mixed it a little bit, gonna release it. I wanted to try to see if I could just take the episode I already got and move it up so it's at the top, but Anchor FM won't let me do it. So I'm just gonna re-release the whole episode. I only got like, 11 plays, so fuck it. Put it out again. That, and probably I'm gonna do Melanated Misfits with me and my twin. Good stuff. I hope people need to hear. We predicted a lot of things that happened before they happened. Anyway, MLK Day. What's up, y'all? My stank ass had to go to work. Was pissed about it. Wanted to call off. Couldn't. Because I got family and I got to take care of them. I get to work. My black ass gets to work. Found out my supervisor, cool dude, he's white. This nigga called off. How he called off on MLK Day and my black ass is there? So it's cool. You know, walked around, chilled. Looked busy. Most of the day, got paid to listen to Talk Black to Me, with my homie Ja and LL. What up, y'all? How y'all doing? And I just did that, sending some messages on there back and forth. Well, not back and forth, just me sending messages. Or Anchor FM. Anyway, that worked, doing my thing. Half-assing it for the king, you know. And it was funny, they were showing all that. They don't never do nothing else. Like, I guess it's funny because they had a video of MLK, and I posted it on my Instagram, and it's on my Facebook. Him talking, I have a dream that one day, and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny, they only want to promote pro-black stuff when it doesn't shake up anything. You know what I'm saying? They all never want to be like, hey, give us our land back. Hey, shut the fuck up. We like that one guy who's like, just leave us alone and we'll leave you alone. Push his agenda. But I understand. I get it. It's going to be a real short one, not a real long one. So I guess, you know, enjoy it while you can. Well, that's kind of a mood killer, wasn't it? Anyway, about MLK. So I just thought that was funny and I bring that to me growing up. Back when I was younger. When I was a young man, I just really wasn't a fan of MLK at all. It was just, for me, too many people was pushing them. And then after a while, I'm like, oh, they like them at church? My grandma? My mama? Was there any other black people who ever did anything? My dad like, yeah, boy, let me tell you about Malcolm X. This is my dad when I was younger, when he was like in his, I guess, mid-30s. It's cool as hell. It's before he got like super duper religious. Nigga was militant. Oh, I used to love it. He used to riff about the white man every day drinking coffee. And I used to sit at the table with my cereal bowl. He'd talk about the man and I'd riff and eat my cereal. You know, and like, and the man to give me homework, give me bills. Yeah, that man. You know, so he's saying about Malcolm X. You know, this and that, and the white man, this and that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the black man's true religion. I'm like, this, okay, bet. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Made such a big deal. My dad had a shirt with Malcolm X on it. Old shirt. And it said Malik, and it had a picture of him pointing. I have that shirt to this day. That shit is like a film of cotton, but I got it. And I remember he used to listen to that and just tell me about how the white man was the devil and stuff like that. And I used to be like, and it was funny because the picture of Malcolm X was like him pointing. And like, so it looked like he was like the Tony Tiger of what my dad was saying, like, black people are great. So it was like, I was loving that shit. So he was the one who told me about Nat Turner and Marcus Garvey and a lot of other stuff. My mama, she told me about the Panthers. She got more into the whole thing about Malcolm and told me, you know, really what was going on. And that thing is what I resonated with. You know, my man said, hey, if you hurt, take your hand and you hurt a black person, my job is to make sure you never use that hand again. I'm like, damn, I like that shit. Stuff Martin Luther King is talking about, I mean, I get it. But you can't, I mean, you're talking about stuff that works with Jesus, and for all intents and purposes, he's magic. Nigga, you can beat him with a brick all day. He'll heal back. I die. You know, but anyway, not this, just me giving him a sense. I'm more of a radical, more of a militant type person. Give me the Marcus Garveys, the Malcolm X's, the Nat Turners, the Black Panthers. Those are the ones I go for. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have Crispus Atticus Day. First brother to take a meek. These are calling that shit a Crispus. But anyway, yeah, that's the shit I was on. And I love Martin Luther King, and more power to him. I just think it's really interesting looking back at Once You Learn Shit. I feel religion hindered him a lot. But I also think a lot of time they should have, if you listen to his last speech, the speech when he realized like these white people wasn't gonna help us, that's the Martin Luther King I liked. That's I was like, that's the nigga I fucks with. You know what I'm saying? When he was just like, I've integrated my people into a burning building. When he registered to own a gun. That Martin Luther King, that's the one I rocked with. It's just kind of messed up that, you know, he renamed himself after a white man. And the whole thing with Gandhi. Yeah, I think Martin Luther was white, wasn't he? I'm sure he was. I got a belt, excuse me. Anyway, yeah, I'm about to hurry this up. Let's see how we looking on the tizzle. Yeah. Damn, this ain't nothing at all. Quite pissed. You're running really short on time. But anyway, side note, I'm trying to hurry up and get this done. Got some mix of the stuff, like I said. I got Civilization 6 for my Nintendo Switch. Plug by 2K Games. Plug. So yeah, it's a fun game. You know, any game where I can control a country, specifically a black country. From the beginning of times and space and possibly control the world. Oh, I'm fucking with that shit. It's a fun game. I love role-playing games, so I'm in the minority of people who like, you know, games that take 78, 98 hours. When I hit a nigga in the head that says 85 over that nigga's shit. You know what I'm saying? I like that shit. I love strategy games. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm playing the game. It just was interesting to me. You know, the first place I picked, of course, Egypt. Cleopatra. I'm like, all right. I really don't like the fact they got her looking all timid and shit, but it's cool. But then I think, like, out of all the rulers and pharaohs of Egypt, y'all go with Cleopatra? You didn't go Ramses or any of the other people. I'm slacking. I was going to say Tutankhamun, but that he didn't do nothing. You know, Ramses, I'm going to say Imhotep, but I doubt he was a pharaoh. He was just a pharaoh. A lot of other people. Then I think about, okay, let's see what Africa's talking about, because they got mad white people on this motherfucker. They even got some dude who ran and did some shit in Australia, right? Nigga look like he worked at a department store. So I'm like, all right, let's see what we're talking about Africa. Surely they gotta have, like, you know, some black people. I mean, Tarquin, Hannibal, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Mansa Musa, I mean, I don't care, just something. Nigga, they just got one place in Africa you can pick, and I forgot some dude who runs the Congo. No problem with the Congo. I'm glad I didn't have my man who fucked it up before. Reason why Congo, I forgot the white dude's name. But anyway, yeah, and I thought that was whack, so I attempted to play it because it was in Africa, and I'm like, okay. Now, a lot of the games, you're just setting up shit. You send people out to find shit, blah, blah. You're literally building a kingdom, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of waiting and doing shit. I like it because if you can drink and whatever you want in between, that's why you're playing the game. It's fun. So, I mean, like in real life, you want to roll you up something, you want to drink you something, it's cool. So, as you playing the game, like most of it is like, oh, oh, it's like really cool, you know, just very atmospheric on some almost Halo shit music. So I'm like, dog, I feel like, you know, you're on the cusp of something, you know. But when I played the one in the Congo, that shit sounds so primitive, like, ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, dude, I nodded off like 6 times while playing the game because the music was so loud. I had to turn the TV down and turn up a podcast. And I was listening to Podcast Nation. Plug. And that's the only way I can get through it. I had to quit, just go back to playing the Cleopatra. What's up with that shit, you know? So I hit my man, me and my man Bomb Carew's talking. What up, Bomb? Black History Buff. So I'm talking to him, you know, we chopping it up, and I'm just telling him, you know, I'm at work, kid, hey, listen, y'all podcast, how you love that, baby? You know, and every day, you know, he be giving me inspiration. You know, we bouncing ideas off each other every day, you know, it's that J-Rock song. Win, 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 win. Fuck everything else. Win, 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 win. All day. That's what I'm on. All day. Win, 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 win. You know what I'm saying? So we be motivating each other, you know what I'm saying? Like when I found out I got 1,000, you know, plays, I hit him up. I wasn't too happy about that shit. I won't be happy until I'm getting 1,000 a day. You know what I'm talking about? But, yeah. So anyway, I hit him up and I was just telling him about that, and he was just saying he felt what I was saying, you know. And he was like, you know, instead of, you know, going onto a rat, how the white man ain't shit, he was like, nigga, it's our fault. Like, what you mean? Nigga, if you let them make games where they can depict how you look and tell your history, that's your fault. Nigga, you make a game. We can make a game that's all black history. Black generals and stuff. Have a civilized, enslaving Europe. If you make the game, you can do it. Hell, make it yourself. And I was like, damn, you got a good point. You know what I'm saying? But it's just real messed up. And that's another part of the racism I try to tell y'all about. It's not just white people calling you nigga to your face. All this shit controls how you see yourself. You know what I'm saying? That the fact that even when you look at Cleopatra, they could have had Nefertiti. They could have a lot of other black women. You know what I'm saying? What's old girl's name? Is it Candace? A lot of other people. Side note, found out Candace was an African name. Didn't even know while I was naming my youngest Zira. I thought Candace was like a lion. It's a lot of shit I didn't know, and you don't know unless you know your culture. You know what I'm saying? And when they got it, where you looking at that shit, and that's how you see yourself, even with the best that you think in your mind, Egypt. Now, for what I'm understanding, Cleopatra was half Greek, half Egyptian, and she wasn't really that all black. That's what they choose to show you. They won't show you the Queen of Sheba. They want to show you all these other people, and I'm not even, I don't know a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of motherfuckers who would talk to me and say, nigga, you ignorant as fuck. I can't believe you don't know this. Another one, I'm sorry, Shaka Zulu. There we go.
They're going to name the shit that's in movies.
I'm sorry. I'm just sleep deprived. I'm trying to hurry up. But yeah. It's just, you know, and I just kind of made me think. All these people I'm fighting and I'm doing all this, and very few of these people are black. Aztecs, Cleopatra, Egyptians, and the Congo. I think it's about as black as it got. And Gilgamesh, but he wasn't really black. And it's like, I almost wanted to pick Gilgamesh. Like, that nigga, like, he bought some shit. I'm like, no, I'm pro black. Anyway, let's try to hurry this up for y'all. I just want to tell y'all, happy MLK Day, even though I'm dropping this probably in after MLK Day, midnight, whatever. But hey, it's a week-long thing. I threw the idea out for the rest of the Hyphen Podcast group that we all could drop things we've done together again. People, you know, said interest. I'm sure I'll be the only one. But that's cool, you know. Man, army, but nah, let's go. I'm not bugging, I'm just talking shit. But that's about it. New shit coming up. Hopefully, I got a new podcast dropping in a couple weeks. Not weeks. I'm sorry. Oh, psh, I don't even lie to y'all like that. A couple months. You know, I'm trying to. I'm probably end up gonna drop it sooner because I'll be so excited about shit. But yeah, no, and that's about it. Just hope y'all had a good MLK Day. Stick it to the man. If he was at work, do less as possible. Fuck him. I think I'm probably going to try to end this with a little bit of that speech from Martin Luther King. The one I liked. I don't know. I don't know if it's fucking... I'm like the thing, I mean, what the fuck? I can't put Martin Luther King... I don't know. I maybe will, maybe not. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just going to shorten this up and drop this right now. It's not too long. Short enough for it to be quasi-interesting. You know what I'm saying? So, that's about it. You know, be slow to speak and quick to listen, y'all. This is your boy, Miles Amadeus Prower. And yes, you have to say the whole thing if you're not calling me Maps. It's like a pimp named Slickback and a tribe called Quest. You gotta say the whole thing. Or like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Or Dwayne, The Rock, whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to this, man, know that I appreciate you listening. And I appreciate any feedback. You want to hit me up, send an email to eyeblackmanpodcast@gmail.com. I will hit it back and maybe even say whatever you say on here, even though I know it won't happen because no one does that, just like I'm doing this for a waste of time. Please call and leave a voicemail. And because it's going to send you straight to voicemail. Call and leave a voicemail or text a message, question, or anything you would like me to know or to be said online, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of bullshit, but whatever, I'm with that. Hit me up at 724-313-4519. That is 724-313-4519. I Black Man Hotline. That's about it, y'all. I might be using a new intro or theme on this. I haven't decided yet. Which is weird because don't you kind of work on your shit? I do, but I will decide during the drinking of wine and the mixing. So we'll see how that goes. I hope y'all appreciate this shit. Dropping for y'all this week, trying to stay topical and interesting with all this stuff. And that's about it, man. So my body here, trying to stretch this, you know what I'm saying? I try to make it to be 20 minutes. But hey, I don't know what it is. But I guess I'm going to holla at y'all. Stay up. And just smile out. Peace.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
Thanks for listening, and please download and subscribe so Daddy can stop being a Catholic slave.
Yo, what up, though? It's your boy Miles Amadeus Prower. Now, if there's anything I have to promote to you other than myself, I'm going to tell you, it's the podcast Talk Black to Me. It's great. People who host it, talk to them, know them. Real good people. Real people. Nothing fake. It's pro-black. And if anybody know anything about me, if I'm anything, it's pro-black. Just get your mind correct. Check out Talk Black to Me. And if you don't, you're probably a Trump supporter. But yeah, check it out. It's on Anchor, iTunes, anywhere else you can find awesome podcasts. And I wouldn't lie, because my name is Miles Amadeus Prower, and they're check cleared. Peace.